Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Earlier this week, we got Atlanta Falcons 2019 scout. We knew the teams. We knew home and road. What we didn't know was prime time and how everything lays out. So, no Monday night games. Let's start with that. I like that. I personally like the no Monday night games. I got no problem with that. For whatever reasons, whatever like that. First of all, I think Monday Night Football has completely lost its cachet. So to tell me the Falcons aren't on Monday and it's all Sunday afternoon or Sunday night games, perfectly fine with all of that. Only the two primetime games with the Eagles and then on Thanksgiving night, that's tremendous to me. Back-to-back years, what you're learning, the NFL understands that's as good a rivalry as there is in the NFL. You don't put Saints-Falcons back-to-back years, primetime, on Thanksgiving, and give them all the top spots if that's not one of the best rivalries in the NFL. And it is. They get a lot of – I think the stat is they've played like 80% or at least one of those games like in the last decade is like always on a primetime spot. It's that good of a rivalry. It's been on Monday night, Sunday night. Now, Thursday night, that's fine. Load it up. I think, though, that there are some stumbling blocks when you start to look at the schedule, though. You know, I think, even though they're both at home, I think the back-to-back of having the Rams and Seahawks, that's a tough go in back-to-back weeks. The good news is that you're going to have road games, I should say, home games against the Rams and Seahawks. Good news is you got the Cardinals that you'll be playing the week before that. Because you're going to play a run of three games in a row in that, what do they call it, the AFC South. That's the Colts, the Titans, the Texans, Jacksonville later on. So at least you get a game where you feel like you can win that game against the Cardinals before you play two rough and rugged teams. That's a tough back-to-back for any team in the league, but at least you get those at home. I think the five division games in a row, what I like about the first Saints game, even though it's at the Saints, is the fact that you got the bye week. You got Rams, Seahawks, bye week, then at New Orleans. I think that's important. I like the bye week later in the year. I know bye weeks can vary as far as when people think that they're important and this, that, and the other. On just a general principle rule, I think having the bye week a little bit later, because look, it's going to take you 4 or 5 weeks to get truly into game football shape and really you get into starting to get into beat up factor. So if I'm at week 8, 9, when I'm into my bye week and I've got half, I like that. You know, in general, I just like that having it a little bit later like that. I certainly think that five division games in a row, because you're talking Saints, Panthers, Bucks, Saints, Panthers again. That last two, where you've got New Orleans and Carolina back-to-back after you just played them a few weeks before that in a back-to-back, that's a tough spot. Now, even though both of those games will be at home, because that's going to be a tough sledding, at the Saints, at Carolina in back-to-back weeks, broken up by Tampa Bay, home with Saints, home with Panthers. But you're talking about playing all those division games in a row. That's a tough spot. That's a tough spot for a team to have two pretty good physical football teams going to play like that for your second time without any sort of real break mixed in there. I really like the way the last three games line themselves up this year. At the 49ers. That'll be a 4 o'clock start. Back home with Jacksonville, Look, on paper, Jacksonville should be one of the best teams in the NFL. The reality is, I don't know what they are. The reality of Jacksonville versus what the paper and fantasy football and pro football reference and all those and PFF and all that stuff tells me is totally different. Because they were, without question, the most disappointing team in the NFL last year. They were ready to be a Super Bowl player. They were ready for the Super Bowl. Coming off that AFC title game appearance, they were ready. Now, their quarterback couldn't make a play to save their life. New quarterback in, I get all that, but they were ready for the Super Bowl. That was as talented a roster as what anybody had in the NFL. Only thing that held them back in my mind was quarterback. They were good at receiver, running back, O-line, D-line, secondary. Take them all. They were good. One spot they weren't good at, quarterback. And guess what? When they needed their quarterback to make a play, he couldn't make a play. Couldn't make a play. Make one play against the Patriots, they win that game. Couldn't make a play when he had to. So, I don't know what Jacksonville is. I don't know if they're ready to bounce back and be that dominant team or not. But 49ers, Jacksonville, Buccaneers, if we're talking about a team that has to be, needs to be, should be, must be in the playoffs, that's a good way to get yourself ready and be ready for the playoffs without having to have a really rugged, tough stretch. I get it. All games in the NFL are tough and rugged. I'd much rather play the 49ers, Jacksonville, and the Bucs at the end of the year than take the first part of the schedule and I play Vikings, Eagles, Colts. If I'm going to play Vikings, Eagles, Colts, three in a row, give me those three games at the start of the season. I'd rather play the Buccaneers and the 49ers and the Jaguars like that at the end of the year. I understand. All teams can be it. I get all that. Just looking from a 30,000-foot philosophical view of how I see the schedule, I really like the way that it is. So I would tell you, I think the final two divisional games, even though both at home, that's a tough after you've played three straight division games before that. I think the Rams-Seahawks in back-to-back weeks, at least leading into your bye, that's a tough twosome. Certainly the start of the year, but look, those are all beatable teams.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.